Welcome to Science in a Cup, the interview-style podcast where a scientist explains a word or a phrase that has a special meaning to them. Today we have Robert Mueller, who is undertaking his doctoral research at the Hawkesbury Institute for the Environment, Western Sydney University, Australia. So Robert, could you please explain to us what your research is about?
So thank you for inviting me, and I'm really happy to be here. So my work is about agriculture systems and how insects can apply them.
So insects have agriculture?
Yeah, that's right. And you're not the only one who is surprised about this. In fact, humans weren't the first one who discovered agriculture, because the ability to farm crops evolved millions of years ago, before humans even existed, in three insect orders. These insect orders are ants, termites, and ambrosia beetles. In our case, crops are wheat, barley, maize. But these insects, however, farm fungi, and it's normally their primary food source. So they have fungal crops, you can say. And my research is on the last order, ambrosia beetles. These beetles are really fascinating because they don't grow fungi like we would think in an open environment. No, they grow the fungus deep inside a tree. And the beetles need the fungus to develop from larvae to adults, so they're relying on this fungus. But I'm not really interested in the whole group of ambrosia beetles. No, I'm actually only interested in one particular species. The name is Ostroplatypus incompetens. And this beetle is recognized as the only known eusocial beetle in the world. What means, like bees, ants or termites, the colonies of this beetle species consists of queen and workers who assisting their majesty in homework like cleaning or looking after the young. That's not only the interesting bit, because I was astonished by the fact that the beetle queen can live within the tree for up to 40 years. So now the real question begins: how can a beetle survive within a living tree for an extensive time, farm a fungus, and the tree tolerates this fungus? As far as I know now, there are many more factors involved in this symbiosis between tree, beetle and fungus. And in fact, we know from other fungus-farming insects that bacteria are also involved in these agriculture systems. And these bacteria have different functions. And one particular function is they use this bacteria as natural pesticides.
So the insects have a special fungus they have brought into their lair, and they cultivate this fungus and they spray bacteria as pesticides?
Yeah, that's right. So let me explain. The fungal garden is a monoculture, what means it consists of only one fungus. And we know that from human agriculture, monocultures consisting only of one crop are easily exposed to diseases, like in the case of this beetle, other fungi who can destroy the yield. And these other fungi are, for example, airborne fungi, which find their way into the gallery and outcompete the fungal crop. Now, the insects have these bacteria to kill this unwanted fungus, and we assume that they do this by spraying the bacteria actively on the, we call them wheat fungus, so the unwanted fungus. And these bacteria have antifungal compounds, so only destroy the unwanted fungus.
So what kind of nutrients do these fungi provide for these insects?
So these beetles live within a tree, and they lack enzymes to digest cellulose, what we know is the main compound of wood. So now the fungus can digest this cellulose and transfer it into nutrients like vitamins and amino acids.
So it sounds like there's a symbiosis between the insect, the fungus, the bacteria in the tree. Is there something we can learn from this?
Yeah, I think so, because they use the food source for an extensive time in a tree, what I think is really sustainable, and our agriculture lacks this sustainability in many cases. However, this fungus symbiosis evolved for a really long time, and our agriculture systems are really young. So I hope it will get better.
Thank you so much, Robert. This was Robert Mueller from the Hawkesbury Institute for the Environment, Western Sydney University. And this was the end of this episode of Science in a Cup. Thank you for listening, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and our website, stressedfruitfly.com. Have a great week.